Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Talk a little NFL with Trey Wingo right now, Pro Football Network. He's got a great podcast that also Half Forgotten History. Trey, we appreciate the time, man. I know you're going to play golf today, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries, man. How are you guys? I love that. That's the greatest theme song of all time.
Hey, we like old school stuff, Trey. Don't you worry about it. Hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff. Want to get your take. Everybody's talking about how great their teams are. I think we've seen that in all 32 camps right now. What's your take on what the Dolphins have done, especially with Tyreek coming in and big free agent class and Tua getting support to be the starting quarterback again?
Yeah, it is funny, right, when all these teams put up these clips of, look at this great play where they're going, where they're not allowed to be touched and tackled and there's no pads on. It's just amazing. Like, it's sort of a sickness right now. It just shows you how much we miss football and can't wait for it to start, because every play is the greatest thing anybody has ever seen because their team is doing well. As for the Dolphins, they had a great offseason. You know, I mean, they got Teron Armstead. The line was terrible last year. It's still not great, but it's better with Teron Armstead. They go out and get Tyreek Hill. They re-sign Gesicki. They bring in Mike McDaniel, and Mike McDaniel brings in Raheem Mostert, who knows exactly what he wants to do and how they're going to attack in the running game. So on paper, it all looks fantastic. But as we all know, none of that matters if they don't win. I mean, every year everybody has optimism, yeah, as you said, and then you either win or you don't, and all the stuff matters or it doesn't.
Trey, as you probably know down here and around the country, everybody's got a strong opinion about Tua Tagovailoa one way or the other. Whether you go, oh, he's finally got some support, to he just can't play. What's your take on Tua as we get set for year three?
I think it's the way I look at it is this is the year we'll find out what Tua is, right? I mean, you can make the argument that he was limited for a variety of reasons that had nothing to do with him his first 2 years in the league. But now, as we said, it's all set up for him. Either this will be the year that Tua became the guy that the Miami Dolphins, tried to protect the draft pick for a few years ago, according to the NFL statement, or they'll be moving on to a different quarterback. I mean, it's all there for him right now.
Trey, what'd you think about that, by the way, with the Dolphins and the tampering and Stephen Ross and the soon-to-be owner Beal and Tom Brady, Brian Flores and Tom Brady and Sean Payton? I mean, you couldn't ask for a better soap opera than all that.
Well, I guess the way you look at Stephen Ross, he's the owner that wants what everyone else has, right? He'll take Tom Brady. He'll take Sean Payton. He'll do all of those things. But I did find it somewhat laughable, the Dolphins statement where they said, this fully exonerates us and all this. I'm like, come on. Yeah. Come on, man. And my favorite part of that was when the NFL said, on several occasions, Mr. Ross did indicate that the priority was the 2020 draft pick over wins and losses in the 2019 season. But, you know, recollections of what that meant and what it didn't mean are really unclear and vague. And if he did mention the idea of potentially a $100,000 bonus for a loss in the season, Well, that was really in jest, because Steven's trying out his, you know, his open mic set for, you know, the Fort Lauderdale's Chuckle Hut on Tuesday. Come on, man. Come on.
It's not over yet either, Trey. No, it's not over yet. For sure.
It's never over.
No.
That's the beauty of the NFL. It's never over.
Just another story here. Hey, by the way, I wanted to get your take on all these young quarterbacks. Kind of figure out. I'm going to throw some names at you. A guy that might finally have the big jump, the big breakout. Trevor Lawrence, Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson, two New York guys. Even Jameis Winston, age 28, getting another shake at this. And even going Baker or Sam, whoever gets that starting job, to maybe get their career going again. Who would you have of that group that has a chance to make the big jump and really prove themselves?
Well, it's interesting. I would say Tua has the best opportunity of all. I know you didn't mention him, but I mean, all the things that you want your quarterback to have, he now has at his disposal, right?
Yes.
The Jameis thing is fascinating because the Saints were really good when he was their starting quarterback last year. You know, they were 6-2 after they beat the Bucs, and then he tore his ACL in that game, and that's when it all fell apart for them last year. The Baker Darnold thing is fascinating, right? And it just, and you guys might be going through this too soon too, because you know right now in Carolina in the quarterback room, you have the number one overall pick of the 2018 draft and the number three overall pick in the 2018 draft in Darnold and Baker. So it's one thing to say, hey, we drafted a quarterback. You just got to draft the right one. There's only one other time we've seen that happen in NFL history, and I guess it's good news for the Panthers. The 1980 Raiders had Jim Plunkett, who went first, and Dan Pastorini, who went third in 1971. And they did win the Super Bowl that year as the first wild card team to ever win the Super Bowl, beating the Eagles 27-10 in Super Bowl 15. But, you know, you don't want the top two picks of the same draft or top two of the top three at the same position on your team, because that means either one of them or both have gone horribly wrong.
Trey, I want to go back to that draft because somebody did draft the right quarterback in that draft. It might have been Buffalo, who took a Josh Allen. Yeah. And the guy who threw the ball out, you know, kind of out of the stadium but had no accuracy. And now maybe his team is the team to beat, and not just the AFC, but maybe the Super Bowl favorite. Are you buying into that, the Buffalo right now, not just the AFC possible, you know, champions, but the Super Bowl kind of favorites?
I am, and they're the favorites in the AFC at Caesars Sportsbook. Obviously, I do work with them as well as PFN. Listen, the only problem I have with the Bills is that it's win or nothing right now, right? I mean, before it was, okay, let's get back to the playoffs. Hey, we got back to the playoffs. Oh, let's get Josh Allen more weapons. Hey, we got Josh Allen more weapons. Hey, let's win a game in the playoffs. Hey, we won a game in the playoffs. Like, there's nothing that will satisfy Buffalo now more than a Super Bowl championship. Expectations are very difficult. Sometimes managing success is harder than managing failure. And there's only one thing that will satisfy everybody in Bills Mafia, and that's getting to and finally winning their first Super Bowl. So it's all set up for them. And by the way, you know, if you look at what Miami's done with Tua, it's sort of a really good idea to follow what the Bills have done with Josh Allen. Get a big, strong quarterback. All right, let's get him some weapons to work with. Let's get a running game and a defense around him. I mean, I think the way the Bills front office and coaching staff and being Sean McDermott have done it is sort of the template for it. If you believe you have your quarterback, this is how you build around him to make the team as well as him successful.
Trey, I see you've talked through the years. You've been around this NFL thing for a long time, and you've known some of the old GMs, and you talk to a lot of the GMs now, some of the best in the business. I always wonder, as I sit here doing radio for almost 30 years now, and I watch all these people get paid all this money to find the perfect quarterback. They do scouting. They go out and spend time with them. They get to know them. They think they're getting the right coach and the right system. And most of these quarterbacks never work out, and teams are scrambling forever and ever trying to find that franchise quarterback. Why? It's one thing for you and I to miss on a guy that we like. You know, we're in the media. But it's another for guys that get paid seven-figure and high six-figure salaries that can't figure it out.
Yeah, it's just drafting is the most inexact science there is. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Like, for example, you mentioned Trevor Lawrence. There's not a person during his entire career at Clemson that would have said anything other than yes, he should be the number one overall pick when he's ready. I mean, people are talking about him being ready to come out when he was a freshman,
right?
And you know, so few people had the physical capabilities, let alone the mental and sort of emotional stability to handle playing professional football at that age. But he certainly had all of that. After a decent rookie year, I guess is the way you could say it, it's time to sort of see if the team can build around him. So it is just as important as where a quarterback goes as to who that quarterback is. Like Josh Rosen, for example. I really thought Josh Rosen was going to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. Well, he has just bounced around from organization to organization that didn't have any structure around him. And we'll never know what Josh Rosen could have been because now, I don't know, it'd be salvageable at this point. Like, Patrick Mahomes was always going to be Patrick Mahomes because of his ridiculous innate abilities. But the fact that he went to Andy Reid, guys,
yeah, right,
was the quarterback whisperer as much as Bruce Arians. Like, name me a quarterback that didn't have great success under Andy Reid's offense. So where you go and who is teaching you the position once you become a professional is almost as important as your innate physical and mental skills coming out of college.
Trey, you think there's pressure on Bill Belichick to win a little bit in New England now? No Brady. Brady's won a Super Bowl. And now all of a sudden, you know, he's just kind of bringing in his old coaches that have failed in other places, just throwing them into positions. You call plays. You do this. You do that. How much pressure do you think is on Bill Belichick? I'm not saying for Robert Kraft, oh, my God, if you don't win, you're going to get fired. No. But how much do you think he's putting on himself right now?
Well, I think there's pressure because people, as you said, Brady went somewhere else to a – hand-built team, by the way. Let's be honest about
that. Yes.
He couldn't have slid into a better spot, but he did, and he had success. Bill had some success last year with Mac Jones. Mac was by far and away the most impressive of all the rookie quarterbacks last year, although in limited circumstances. I mean, they won a game in Buffalo where I think he threw it four times in that windy night on the Monday night game. But, yeah, Bill needs to – I mean, it's about whether or not Bill's legacy is now entirely tied to Tom Brady or not. And I think that this year and maybe next year will determine how much of it was Bill and how much of it was Brady. And we'll never really fully know that. But, yeah, if the standard is the standard in New England, what they had all those years, there is pressure on Bill Belichick to find a way to get stuff done. I just created
that
new character, by the way. Bill
Wow.
Brady.
You did, Trey.
I do that. I'm good impressive. For once a day where right. You put a combo name. Don't worry about that.
That's amazing.
Happens after 55 a lot. I'm telling you, it only gets worse. Don't worry, Trey.
Trey, I got to ask you this. How much you love the podcast game right now? I know a lot of guys are doing it, but it looks like you're having a lot of fun talking to guys, going back into the history of the game. I mean, I saw the Fitzpatrick thing. Like, how much fun are you having doing that podcast?
Guys, it's just a blast because it's just about conversation. You know what I mean? It's about talking about the things that were important to them and things that I remembered that I thought were fun and fascinating. We got a bunch coming up this season. We just taped with Calvin Johnson, Megatron. I did one with Jake Plummer that's dropping soon. Jake is now a mushroom farmer. Jake the Snake has become a mushroom farmer.
Wow.
In the Idaho Basin. So to me, it's about telling, like, you guys know you played the old Miami Dolphins theme song there. I mean, the history of the game is important. It's important to me. And everything that happens now is because of what happened before. And there's so many great stories and great crazy things that happen that I just want people to remember. You know, like, everybody's still raving about the Bills-Chiefs playoff game in the divisional round. It might have been one of the greatest playoff games of all time. Well, was it any better than the Bills-Oilers game where the Bills were down 35-7
right.
And came back in the fourth quarter and got it to overtime before they won 41-38? I mean, those things happened, and I want people that love football now to remember or maybe learn for the first time about the crazy things that happened before. It's really a lot of fun.
And you've been around the game for a long time, and now the gambling's in there too. How about Caesars too? I know you're a partner with them too. This is really big for the NFL.
That's a hell of a partnership, wow. I might add on your behalf, Trey. Yeah, not a bad way to go.
Well, thank you very much. we're excited about the stuff we're doing with Caesars. And it's the great thing about it is, guys, this is the top of the first inning in how this is going to be all incorporated. We can sort of create this as we go along, you know. So we're sort of navigating our way. We started doing these things called Trace Trends every week. They'll drop every week. They don't want me to be a sharp because that's not what I do. I tell people why the sharps feel the way they feel based on the data. And it's basically the same stuff I was doing all those years. We're talking about the games and why the outcomes are the way they are, and we're just applying that in this sort of new space. And it's really fun to be a part of something that's just beginning, and we're really looking forward to that.
Trey, can't thank you enough for your time, man.
Thanks, Trey. Hit it straight today, Trey. That's hope you have hit that driver straight and make it a lot more enjoyable day.
I'm going to hit it as straight as Bill Brady, baby. I'm excited.
All right, Trey. Thanks, Trey. We'll bug you again soon, Trey. Thanks, buddy.
You got it, guys. Take care.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.